Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1335. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabbi and Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Rafu Shalema Yehudis Chava Bas Liba Arnina. Getting back to our Malacha of Merakade Sifting. So I just want to talk a minute about the orange juice with the pulp, with the little pieces from the, you know, the orange juice pieces. So in general, we've spoken about this a couple of times, but I just want to sort of like sum it up, package it up, because it's something that's that comes up all the time. People sometimes buy orange juice, again, with pulp, little pieces of the orange itself that are left inside. You have orange juice, plain orange juice, then you have orange juice with pulp. So Rav Moshe brings down in a tshuva, the Sefer Lamedes Melachos on page 518, quotes him, in Ois number 39. He just brings it in the back. We'll read it from there. So he says it's in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet, Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet, Melachos Boirer, Ois Gimel, Be'inin, he says, Immutel Asanach Hatichas Ketanes Shel Tapuach, these little pieces of pulp from the orange, right? It's like little pieces of orange that are inside the juice, and they make it like that. But afka, so like kapte klal, in general, says Rav Moshe, that most people, it's no problem. They'll drink it like that. I mean, maybe somebody badafka likes it a little bit better without. Some people buy badafka with. But be it as it may, the average person would like it like that. So he brings down, does it say for Piskei Tshuvas, says it say for Lamedes Melachos, but he says, good. So Rav Moshe says that most people are not makbid, but we have to understand. Zeyesh lahatuk she'enei istenis. But again, getting back to what we've been talking about, constantly, and that is when somebody's a mefunik, let's say somebody says, well, this type of orange juice, bechalal, I'm not drinking with the type of orange juice with the pulp in it, you know, I just don't drink that. I just can't drink it. So that's the person will fall under the guidelines of what we call istenis. In other words, for them, it's not drinkable. If it's not drinkable for a person, so then to go and strain it out would taka not be allowed. For a regular person, okay, they like it the way it is and it's drinkable. Like Rav Moshe said, the average normal person drinks orange juice with the pulp in it. What's the big deal? A little piece of orange. So if they strained it out, or sometimes we said for a baby, we mentioned last time of what brings down the Sefer Lamedes Melachos. If one requires orange juice for a baby bottle, the juice may be strained in the pulp to prevent the blockage of the nipple. Okay, that's also a separate thing. But even a regular person, okay, they'll drink it like the way it is. Or you want to strain it, strain it, fine. So that will be fine. It's no problem to strain out. But if it's a person, again, however an individual, just to read his lashon, however an individual who is particularly sensitive in, about the bits of the pulp in the juice, and cannot tolerate the mixture, okay, that's basically what we're looking at, may not strain the juice, right? Person says, I just can't drink it the way that these, orange juice with the pits, we'll get to the pits in a minute. Orange juice with the pulp in it, I just don't drink it. It's just not possible. I can't drink it. So for them, it will be a taka problem, because in this case, the straining process brings about a major improvement. It's a true act of Moroccan. By the regular person, they drink it the way it is. Like Rav Moshe said, the regular average person drinks it anyway. So it's not a real mixture. That's the point over here. It's not a real mixture. It's not really too meanim. Okay, but for somebody who's very sensitive to it, for them it will be a problem. Okay, but that's as far as the pulp. So that we basically summed up that issue. We mentioned it a number of times. I just wanted to, you know, make a share on it. We have an understanding, because orange juice is something, you know, gesundheit, we all, many people drink, sometimes with the pulp, sometimes without the pulp. Now we do have to understand, when we're dealing with the pits or little pieces of, bits of seed he brings down, or peel or stems or something like that. Let's say somebody made orange juice before Shabbos, and they did not strain it out. So you'll find inside seeds and peels and stems. Oh, so that's already a problem. That's what we spoke about way back in the beginning. A distinction must be made between minor impurities in a juice that do not disturb most people, like the pulp. Okay, like the pulp, like we said, orange juice. That, and it's sold that way. It's a badafka. That's another raya. How Rav Moshe doesn't need a raya, but we're just showing that, like Rav Moshe was saying, it's that's how it's sold. People, they sell it in the stores, orange juice with pulp, because people drink it like that. But you're not going to find orange juice that's sold with seeds and peels and stems or whatever. So if the orange juice was made and it wasn't strained out from all those real major impurities, so that's a real mixture. And to filter that out on Shabbos would taka be osur, that's mamish osur min ha-Torah, under the malacha of merakeid straining. Okay, so now just to finish off reading how he says in Sefer Lamentos Melachos on page 519, one is forbidden to filter such mixtures on Shabbos, and to do so with a strainer to filtering device will be a malacha d'oraisa. However, one may spread a cloth, like we spoke about. There is a heter of spreading out a cloth over a cup, if need be, of a cup of the colored juice, and drink it directly. In other words, they spread out a cloth right over the cup, and they, from there, they'll drink it, and even though the cloth is going to withhold the impurities, so he said that was okay. Similarly, one may drink it unfiltered juice with a cup, with a small mouthpiece with tiny holes that acts as a strainer, because again, the point is over here, because the act of eating and drinking in itself cannot be classified as a melacha on Shabbos. So brings down the Sefer Lamentos Melachos, it's mamish, it's an act of eating or drinking in itself. That's not the malacha of straining, okay, due to the principle of, again, derech achila, which we've explained, we've spoken about last year. Since it's a derech achila type of a thing, when one does it like that, when they put a mamish right by their mouth, whether it's the cloth, or he says also with a cup with a small mouthpiece on the cup itself with tiny holes, such a thing like that, but as they're drinking it, and it's a derech achila type of thing, and that just happens to be withholding it, so that's when we say that would be okay, even in the case of whereby you have the seeds, the peels, and all these little impurities that make it taka problem. Okay, so just to sum up real quickly what we have, finishing off the orange juice story. Number one, if you have regular orange juice, even though it has some pulp in it, the way they sell it, the containers that have pulp, they have containers that have, containers that have, that don't have pulp, containers that do have pulp. So, Lefira Moshe, that's a regular, normal way that a person drinks it. So, therefore, in case, for whatever reason, one went ahead and strained it out, it will be fine. Now, that's number one. Number two, if the person, Bechlal, they won't touch that. They just don't drink orange juice with pulp no matter what. They just can't stand it. And it's for them, it becomes basically psilis. It becomes a real two different items. You have the orange juice pulp and you have the orange juice itself. By a regular person, it's all one. By an istinist, by an extremely sensitive person, so it becomes two because they bechlal won't drink it. So for such a person to strain it out is not allowed. And then we just end it off with when it's pit stems and, the regular orange juice that wasn't filtered out, somebody made before Shabbos or whatever the case is, that one cannot do on Shabbos to strain out unless they mamish drink it, through a cloth or, like we said, through a cup that has a little strainer on it or whatever, because of the fact that it's derech achila, that's the way that they drink or eat. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Racha Kol Tov.